This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven at the hour on the Doug Good Day program.
How do you do? We do fine here. Jay Kirshner is here to help me celebrate the good news. The good news from Domino's. Now, there's a recycling guide on every single Domino's pizza box. Never mind what's inside, which is pretty much crap, but the box is great. Domino's now delivering their pizza. This makes the whole thing worthwhile. Buy a crappy pizza and get a good box. Believe it or not, billions of corrugated cardboard boxes go unrecycled because consumers are too damn lazy to do whatever they're supposed to do with them. Some people think that the leftover grease and the cheese might gum up the recycling machinery. Mm-hmm. Why don't you let them worry about that?
Well, that's what they're saying. They're like, No, the machinery can handle this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Recycle the boxes.
Right, send them down there. And
don't leave pizza in the boxes when you put it into the recycling. Like, let's be smart about that. But go ahead. Send them on in.
Yep. Send them down. No difference in machine function, whether there are chemicals in the box or not. And they reuse the boxes. That's the stuff is recycled. You know, you often see on a box, recycled. And that's what you want. That's the desire. I'm not a, you know, there's some people who take up the cause. And you have recycling bins and all that good stuff. And I think that's a very worthwhile effort, frankly, because we waste so doggone much stuff here in this country. Our packaging is just, plastic and boxes and whatever other things are around. So it's a good thing to be conscious of all of these things and to teach your children, your grandchildren about this, why it makes sense to do it without becoming, you know, I don't want to listen to some lecture or somebody said, says, oh, you ought to be doing that for this, whatever. No, it just is courteous, it's common sense, it's good for everybody. That's all. Sell it that way. Instead of pounding, you know, like a lot of the environmentalists who go way beyond. That's what we were talking about before with that white privilege card, and it's a reaction because, although it's really kind of gross, frankly, but it's a reaction to a reaction. So, one, it's like the domino effect. One thing happens, and then something else happens, and then there's another something happens. So it's bound to, and then, it, you know, kind of, if you ever see those dominoes, and they make them in a circle, what goes around comes around. It starts at one point, and it goes all the way around. And that's kind of what is going on here with a lot of these things that we find to be overbearing. I find some people who are environmentalists just extremely overbearing. I don't want to listen to you lecture me about what I ought to do. It ought to be that we're smart enough or we teach each other or teach our children or however the education works on these sorts of things. It should not be something that is like a religion or a mantra. It's something that you take responsibility for. And at least in my world, that's the way it works. So
yeah. Doesn't that feel good when you purchase something that's made from recycled material?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, recycled pajamas. Somebody else wore them before you did. That's good.
I was thinking more of like, I think Nike's doing it. Where they use recycled material for shoes.
Yeah. Right, yep. The President of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, coming here to Massachusetts, my home state, the anniversary of the famous John Kennedy speech, setting the goal of landing a man on the moon before the end of the decade. This was 1962, and the first man on the moon got there before the end of the decade. Summertime 1969. So Joe's going to speak at the John F. Kennedy Library next Monday. He's going to initiate another big deal. He says he wants to end cancer as we know it. His son, Bo, died of cancer, brain cancer. I remember that, 2015. So what he's referring to it as the cancer moonshot. The goal is to eradicate cancer by the end of this decade. Wow. How about that?
That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, he's also going to, there's so much federal aid coming to Massachusetts now because the bridges and roads are in such terrible shape. He's going to discuss a $1 trillion infrastructure bill that is already in the works, right? And all the projects that are being done across the country, there are more in Massachusetts per capita than any place else. So that's why he's using the Stop in Massachusetts to talk about, or maybe the bray. You know how the donkeys bray? It's the noise that they make, and this is kind of noise. Because in addition to talking about fixing the roads, we got to talk about climate change. We got to do something about it. Let's make everybody have an electric car so they can't use them on hot days when there's not enough power in the system to power air conditioners or refrigerators or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying. And I know sometimes I sound like a broken, what is it, a broken
record?
Record, thank you. Beating a horse to death, whatever. But it's that's the way my mind works. So, like it or lump it, as we used to say as a kid, digest it or dump it. That's how it works.
That's
all right.
So graphic.
Thank you. The data is out today. Fresh concerns. This is something I think we ought to be concerned about, okay? The number of police and military who are a part of January the 6th. This is something that is, you talk about gross, I find this to be gross, frankly. There are a number of elected officials and police chiefs on the most recently leaked Oath Keepers list. Did you see this list? Former members are some who are from the group are distancing themselves from those. You know, these people are supposed to enforce the law and protect us, and instead they were there whooping it up. It's and I found this to be the case, frankly, in my own neck of the woods, where the police who are Trumpers, like Trump, that it interferes with their thinking on the job. And, you know, there are a lot of young kids that are coming along, they're mixing it up with the older cops, and the older cops have become a little jaded, shall we say, mm-hmm. And I get it. Because the public support for police, good policing, is erratic, irregular, and also oftentimes inconsistent. Right? The nonsense about defunding the police. What a bunch of morons. Come on. What, you're going to defund the police? You're going to have nobody, right? Let's get rid of the police. We can take care of ourselves. Right, says the guy who stuck a knife in the neck of the person that he was trying to steal a car from in Arizona, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's not have any police. But then the police use their time often, and I say this, I don't want this to be a generic kind of all across the board, because it's not true for everybody, but a few bad apples give the rest of the apples in the barrel a bad name.
Oh, 100%. Just look at everybody who was there at Jan 6. There were people who did not go into the Capitol at all.
No.
They were just there protesting well within their rights, and they lost their jobs because they happened to be in the background of somebody else's photo. And again, they were not part of the insurrection that went into the Capitol, but yet they became guilty by association of just simply being there.
Yep. Well, it's not a good place to be. Ty Cobb, one of the legends of Major League Baseball. You're going to love this story. Don't go away right after this.
You know how every house has peculiar odors in it? Whether it's cigarette smoke or whether it's fish you fried in the kitchen or just about anything, you can clean everything in the house, but you can't clean the air unless you get an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. Now, these are really neat things. They plug into the wall and stay there. The entire unit plugs into the wall. You don't have to take up any counter space, no filters to replace, and they work fast, and they're quiet. There's one right next to me here in the studio. Yeah, they've already sold over 200,000 of them, and you can get the best deal of all. You can save $200 on a Dean Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack, 3 units, one for every stinky room in the house, and save a lot of money. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, CLASSIC3 is the promo code. Shipping is free.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I'm not that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
One of my neighbors wants me to come over for dinner tonight, and he asked me what my favorite meal was. And I told him, very simple, piece of white fish and some veggies, and I'll bring the ice cream. That's why they invite me. They don't really want me to come for dinner. They want me to bring some ice cream.
Yeah, because you bring the good ice cream.
Good ice cream. All right, so here's the latest. This will be the latest. Excuse me for a second while I get rid of my...
frog in the throat. Allergies just won't quit. I feel like I keep having that, like, blah, going on.
Bring on Christmas and the cold weather. Excuse me.
And then we have the indoor dust allergies. So, like, we really can't ever win. It's just life at this point.
Well, I have the new Eden Pure thing in the house, and it doesn't seem... It's good because it gets rid of the smells and stuff, but obviously it hasn't gotten to the heart or the root of my allergies, and it may be that that's because they're so deep-rooted. Some people are so deep-rooted, you can't get rid of them that easily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ty Cobb, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. He is, if you're a collector, a baseball card collector, a Ty Cobb card is the holy grail for collectors. So this card... probably worth, who knows, how many millions of dollars.
Millions, yeah.
Yeah, there are 40 or 50 of them that exist. But if you're looking for something that's really unique, there's another piece of memorabilia that's on the block. Right now, you can buy Ty Cobb's dentures. The tops and the bottoms are on the block.
Surely one of a kind.
Original plaster denture holder and a brass opening device. His teeth were preserved, according to his biographer, for a long time. He died in 1961. So somehow or other, they got to Sotheby's.
Oh, no, the biographer had the teeth.
Oh, he had the teeth.
Yeah, the biographer had the teeth, and that's how he unloaded them to Sotheby's in 1999. Mm-hmm. And then somebody else took them over until recently.
Right. So anyway, his batting average, well, it has to do with his being famous, of course. He had great batting average. He's in Cooperstown. But let's see here. If the teeth were on display in the Baseball Hall of Fame, as a matter of fact, for a while. So the bidding ends on Friday. It's up to $10,000. Seven people have bid.
Which seems so low.
It does, right.
It's shocking that this is even a thing. And then on the flip side, it's like, oh, only $10,000?
Right. For Ty Cobb's teeth. All right. Check that out at the Sotheby's website, I guess, if you're interested in bidding. I think I'll pass on that one. 21 after the hour here. Ty Cobb's teeth. Woo!
Thank you. 7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The only wholesome bread that you're ever going to hear me talking about is made from wheat that has been ground into flour by a stone-type mill within just a few hours of its conversion to bread. You have to get such flour from a supplier who grinds wheat daily, or you get a small mill and you grind your own wheat.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about this? This is something I feel like I'm the host of Beat Shazam. You ever watch that? Do you ever watch that
I
show?
I haven't, but I am familiar with it.
Yeah, it's very
a good concept.
Yeah, it is.
Because how many times are you in the car with somebody and you hear something and you're like, do you know this? Do you ever play that with people?
That song.
It's like, okay, who, do you know this song first?
Yeah, right. Do I know that song? Oh, come on. Let's keep it up. Don't go away so fast with the music. I'll tell you when I want you to drop it. This is
so good.
A Ricky Martin song, so crank this up, will you? All right. So the reason that we are following this trending item on social media about Ricky Martin is because he's filed a $20 million lawsuit against his own nephew.
As he should.
Yeah.
My goodness, the kid said,
you sexually molested me. And he said, no,
I
didn't.
Oh, and carried on an incestuous relationship for like 7 months that all ended up being false. And apparently, once he withdrew his own lawsuit, he didn't stop harassing Ricky Martin. And he's still saying, like, you need to give me some cash or I'm going to deteriorate your career and all this stuff. So Ricky's like, okay, bro, dude. Lawsuit time.
Yeah,
enough is enough.
Yeah, it is.
You can desist.
That's a process. You know, I have that with one of my neighbors. They think that they're controlling a situation that I'm involved in, and they don't, and their stuff has amounted to harassment. So you can find a good lawyer and go after him. The harassment certainly will stop. I don't know that this guy's got $20 million, but I think the point is well made under the circumstances, right? And it's a good... It's a point for everybody to learn
especially because Ricky Martin's career was put on hold, essentially, during this time. He
was
facing prison time. He lost multi-million dollar, like, these really lucrative deals because of everything. Because, once again, we say it's innocent until proven guilty, but the fact remains that it's guilty until proven innocent.
Sure is, especially with social media. All right, here's something that's floating around that's kind of cool. I was watching the Paul Anka special. I don't know, I clicked on this the other night on, I think it was a PBS station. Paul Anka and a tribute to Frank Sinatra, which is quite a good concert. And now Anka has received Anka, A-N-K-A, not as some people would say from the Northeast Anchor. Paul Anka received the French Order of Merit from the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, a big tribute in France, very, very popular there. He has been since he was a kid when he did, Put Your Head on My Shoulder and Oh, Please Stay By Me, Diana. What do you have for music? Yeah, crank this up a little, will you? Another good moldy oldie. Baby! I found myself singing along when in this concert that he did. I kind of like, I've sort of matriculated to some of these concert shows. Like, I love the old T.J. Lubinsky shows. If you can get rid of the damn Begathon, the contents, the music, is swell. And I find myself singing along because I actually, if I do say so myself, have a pretty good voice when I'm thinking about it or paying attention to it. And I like to sing oftentimes just see if I can hit the high notes. Anchor can still hit them, I'll tell you that. And this is a well-deserved, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, nice. He's 81 and still performing.
Yeah,
Sold out shows.
I knew him, I met him, he lived across the street from Ed McMahon in Beverly Hills. And when I was friends with Ed, I one night went over there and he's very, 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 very passive, very sweet guy. So good for him. Got a nice, well-deserved award. 28 after the hour.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Queen Elizabeth II, who defined the monarchy for generations of Britons, died on Thursday, putting the United Kingdom into mourning and giving the country the first new head of state in 70 years. On Thursday, California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency because of wildfires in his state. California, Idaho, Montana, Oregon have thousands of firefighters battling several massive wildfires at this hour. A Democrat lawmaker in Las Vegas, Nevada, Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis, is accused of murdering journalist Jeff Germain from the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper at Jeff's home. He's being ordered held without bond after Thursday's court appearance. The Justice Department is appealing a Florida federal court's ruling that appointed a special master to protect President Trump's rights. It will be considered by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Good news department. Here's the story of a couple of long-lost brothers that are being reunited after 77 years. Family was divided after the war. Ted, along with his other siblings, Barry and John, separated from the youngest brother after their mother died of cancer at the age of 30.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surprise! Here we are again. 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Stefan is a derivative of Stephanopoulos, a Greek, some Greek who did the whole thing. Jay Kirshner is here. But you've done this with your family tree as well. Go into, what is it, 23andMe and some of the other things that are advertised around.
Yeah, Ancestry, all those.
Yeah. Go to Harry Gates or Henry Gates. Have him do a whole profile. This portion, by the way, of the program, we're not going to talk to Henry Gates. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle. You got one? Your boat, your RV, and your car. All together for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. Go to progressive.com, their website, or you can dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Check that out. Also, check out the good news here. A Swiss retailer called Migros. Is that how you pronounce it? M-I-G-R-O-S? Migros? Migros?
That's what I would think.
Yeah. They said they're launching a coffee-making system that is designed to replace capsules that produce all these waste. But we were big on this. I think this is the, you know, everybody thought those Keurigs were the greatest things in sliced bread. Do you see all those little pocket plastic things all over the place? You drink coffee?
I do. That.
Yeah, you do a little bit, right?
I do.
So do you use one of these machines?
I am in my current living situation, yes, there is one, but I am
typically, you have to apologize for it.
I don't drink coffee first thing in the morning. Well, because my husband hates the smell of coffee. Home brewers. It's typically, I will later in the morning.
How is it when he kisses you after you've had a cup of coffee?
Oh, we're married. We don't kiss. We don't touch. It's keep your distance. Stay away.
That's lovely. Okay. Congratulations. We're married. I'm sleeping over here. You sleep over there.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Lovely.
Keep your space.
Yeah. Keep your distance. Maybe that's what makes the relationship last. Who knows? At any rate, so what are they using? If they're not using the usual stuff, then what are they using?
It's coffee balls. Can we just say how much fun coffee balls is to say? It's coffee balls. They're this thin, flavorless seaweed-based cover. And then once you have that
does the seaweed get into the taste of the coffee?
No, because it's flavorless. And then once that scent coffee is used, you can just toss it away with the rest of the grounds.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, it's going to be rolling out in 2023 in Europe, so let's hope it works and they can bring it over here because coffee balls.
Roll out the coffee, we'll have a barrel of fun. Some women in the news, teenage mother of twins, astonished to find that her babies, this lady was getting around, man, her babies were from two different men, both of whom she had slept with on the same day. The lady is remaining anonymous. I think that's probably a pretty good idea. Said she wanted to confirm who the father was, so she decided to take the paternity test. Again, twins.
Mm-hmm.
And the shock was that there are two different fathers to these babies.
Yeah, the DNA only matched one of the twins. And she did it again, and the same results came back. And then she recalled, oh, wait, there was another guy on that same day.
Phew.
Reached out to him, and the results, yep. And one of the guys is non-existent in this whole scenario, where the other gentleman is taking over fathership of both of them.
Ah.
His biological child and then the other child, yep.
Yeah. I saw this, and I thought to myself, ooh. And then I remembered some of the things from my deep, dark past, and I decided to pass on any judgment. But at any rate, this is sort of an interesting reality.
But if this were a guy who slept with two women on the same day, it would probably, people wouldn't even bat an eye.
No. Nope. Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Here's another woman, this lady Sue Bird, who was in the WNBA. After 21 years, she has called it quits. The career coming to a close this week. Played for the Seattle Storm. Lost to the Las Vegas Aces 97-92, Game 4 of the WNBA semifinal. Are you following this? I don't follow.
I haven't been. I really haven't followed the WNBA since Cleveland had a team, the Rockers. But I loved it. Back when nobody was watching the WNBA, it wasn't even televised. That's when it was my jam. I was obsessed with the Rockers. We would always go to the games, and I had.
Well, didn't you play high school football?
Basketball? Yeah. Basketball, yeah. Soccer, softball, all the things.
I don't know. Well, I shouldn't swallow my words when I say, yeah, I swallowed football. There are women who are just as good, just as tough, just as strong, just as able to play football as men are. And I think they ought to be. This whole business about equality, right? And Title IX, when that came into effect how many years ago, 30, 40 years ago, which gave women, young women in school, the equal opportunity to have a sport that they wanted to play available to them to play. I thought that was extraordinarily appropriate. I was still teaching school at the time in the early 70s when that came into effect. And I thought it was, I was the only person, as a matter of, now I'm beginning to remember, I was the only person, the only teacher in my school, other than the women's gym teacher, who thought that Title IX was a great idea. And so I got a new friend with her because I was supporting it. A bunch of old fogies who were, had been, I was teaching junior high school English and speech from 68 to 72. And I taught with most of the teachers that I'd had when I was in junior high school only, what, 8 years or 9 years before that. And they are these old, well, I was about to say F-A-R-T-S, but they are, they were. Anyway, so they didn't want to, nah, we don't want to spend, waste money on women's athletics. No, why would you spend money having women play basketball and baseball, ooh, and track? And so,
because athleticism is
ridiculous.
Wonderful.
That's
in any sex, attitudes. Any gender. Well, and this is one of the things, too, where it does get a little sexist, but on the flip side, which we're not used to seeing, but if there are, if there's only male sports for something like, say, football, the girls can try out. They're allowed to do that. And a lot of times the soccer players will become the kickers. And we've seen where there's a lot more girls that are becoming quarterbacks. But on the flip side, say cheerleaders. I remember when I was in high school, there was a freshman boy who wanted to be a cheerleader. And he was really good.
Yep.
And they said that, you know, you're amazing. Well, you're probably the best person, but you're not going to make a team, the team because we don't have a uniform for you. He offered to buy his own uniform. And they still said no.
So then you get to the heart of the real matter. My roommate, my freshman year at Heidelberg, my roommate Bill Maher was a cheerleader. He was really athletic. He had played football, but he didn't want to. He wanted to be a cheerleader, so he joined the cheerleading squad and was the captain of it. And then after he joined, then I think there were a couple of other guys who joined, and they had no apologies. And they weren't wimps, and they were good. And the girls on the squad loved him. I'm not sure that wasn't his motivation, but at any rate, he was really good. And for the 4 years we were there, he was one of the, I think he became the junior and senior year, he was the chief, or what do they call him, the head cheerleader.
Yeah, the captain. For,
yeah, right. So, anyway, that's the story of what's going on in women's athletics. Here's International Literacy Day, an event that's been promoted by the UN since 1967, reminding people to read. This is, well, it's book week. Wasn't it yesterday or the day before we were talking about books and
hardcover? Yes, it was Read a Book Day, and
that
was followed by Buy a Book Day, which you would think those would be flipped. They weren't.
Yep, right. And now this is a focus on children. This is for, if the UN's behind it, I know the literacy agenda, learning how to read is something that is, this is international, it's not just in America, but there's a big problem in certain pockets of America where kids are illiterate. They don't go to school, they just, they're on their own. Dolly Parton has become a big supporter of this, and as a matter of fact, she has gifted 188 million books. How about that? She's bought, paid for 188 million books since she launched this business in 1995. So this is quite a popular way. And she's like everything else with her. She doesn't crow about it. She doesn't talk about it other than what she wants to do to promote, to help. And this is nothing but, you talk about good news. She uses her celebrity for good 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
She's
it's really
a genuine one.
Phenomenal.
Absolutely.
She's the real deal. And so anyway, it's kind of cool. I want you, speaking about learning, this is something I read in a book this week that I wanted to share with you. It's called Biofluorescence. You want to learn what it is? What is biofluorescence? We'll talk about it in a moment here on Good Day.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs. We've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wow-wa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose an ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, so that's one of the, we're talking about voices on commercials while we were listening to that commercial, the voice of Tom Migliore, who was one of the two brothers on Car Talk for however many years. His brother died, and that's why they stopped doing the show. Actually, they didn't stop doing the show. After he died 3 or 4 years ago, they just kept running the shows because it was great. The two brothers got $1 million a year from PBS for doing that one-hour Saturday show, most popular show that's ever been on PBS. And so his voice is still really very recognizable, which is kind of cool. All right, so we're talking about books and what you can learn and how great it is to be inquisitive. I find that that's one of the things that motivates me, is learning more about lots of different things. So if you've not heard of bioluminescence, here's Professor Doug's Classroom of the Air, right? This is exemplified by organisms like fireflies. And as Jay said to me when we went into the break, you talking about fish? Yep. Some fish emit their own light. But I didn't know that the two were the same thing. In other words, fireflies and the fish that glow in the dark, mm-hmm. It's the same thing that makes them light up.
Oh,
and it
so
has
cool.
Basically gone unexplored, this biofluorescence thing. It's when blue light hits the surface of, in this case, sea life, it prompts a different color to appear on the creatures. And so this is one of the things, because when you go really deep in the ocean, there are glow in the, that's, you know, you can't see anything. It's as dark at night down in the bottom of the ocean. So divers, though, when they somehow or other get to a certain point, they can see these fish that glow in the dark. And so it's kind of like wearing a 3D glass, pair of glasses, you know? That's what happened. They put a filter on their eye mask. And so this is something that I saw in National Geographic, if you want to research it out, the story of biofluorescence and how much more scientists have paid attention to in the last month, the last decade or so. A lot of these expeditions that go down and look for mysteries of the sea. This is what they're finding. So I thought that was kind of cool. All right, 10 before the hour here.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a regular feature of the Good Day program and Good Day Health. Here we focus on the good things that are going on in your body and how to recognize them, the bad things that are going on in your body. People have questions, specific questions about specific things. So Ken from Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida is here. By the way, you can always reach out. People are always asking me, why don't you put this number up on the screen? I don't know if we have a screen handy, but here it is, 352-735-1400 for Ken. Connection to either an office visit or telemedicine. He's very, very attentive, shall we say. Now, a couple of women questions here, Ken. First one about menstrual cycles and whether or not short cycles are linked to having early menopause. What does early menopause mean? Or which comes first, I guess, is the question.
Well, this comes out of the medical journal Menopause this week. It's actually looking into the crystal ball, into your future for menopause, ladies. So the length of your monthly menstrual cycle may provide clues about the severity of symptoms you will experience during menopause and when it will start. Women with short menstrual cycles, that's less than 25 days during their reproductive years, Doug, are likely to experience more menopause symptoms. They're were also more likely to start menopause earlier than women with normal menstrual cycles that are 16 to 34 days.
All right, now, let's connect that to a study on breastfeeding and how it helps the heart, not necessarily just of the baby, but of the mother as well. How are those connected?
This is where you're lucky to be a woman. This comes out of the American Heart Association that breastfeeding can deliver long-term heart benefits to both mother and child. The immune system of newborns and infants can be strengthened, we know, by breast milk. which has long been acknowledged as an ideal nutrient during the first months of life. But the news is that also women who breastfeed at least once during their lives, Doug, have a 17% lower risk of dying from cardiovascular disease than those who never breastfed. Women who breastfeed are 12% less likely to have a stroke, 14% less likely to have heart disease, and 11% less likely to develop cardiovascular diseases over the course of an average 10 years of follow-up in this study. And women, if you can't breastfeed, if you tried it, it didn't work, please don't feel stressed out about it. You can only do your best. And guys, unfortunately, we don't get this honor to have this benefit. But those who can, it's a wonderful experience.
All right. So in league with that, there's a lady who's telling a story now. She was told she was too young for a mammogram. And then 8 months later, she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, a California woman. So what is how she was, I don't know, 15, 16, and then 29 is when I'm trying to figure out the timing, and I'm not quite sure. But when I saw this, I thought, wow, how does this get how does something like this happen? Is this part of what the modern medical world is all about, Ken? Somebody telling somebody they're too young and then they've got breast cancer? We all make mistakes, but wow, this is stage 4. That's the end of the line for most people when they get it, right?
Well, this is truly, I don't know the details of this case. I certainly will look. If it's as you've described, this is certainly a very unfortunate, what we call treatment failure, where people are just so outside of the norms that these tests are not approved for, you know, tiny fractions of a percent. And it sounds like this unfortunate woman probably had just some bad genes, and that's usually why you see anything like this. But this is a very unusual case.
Well, in this circumstance, apparently she does have it in her. She was denied the mammogram twice because of her age and because of her family history. And it turns out that there was some misinformation about her family history, but the ultrasound showed what was going on, and, you know, she'll have to do chemotherapy, have her breasts removed. That's a pretty awful price to pay for that kind of a mistake.
Well, somebody's going to have to face the fire there.
Face the music.
We need
right.
Yeah. More, because if that patient had a family history, a genetic issue, and then had an exam that was done, I would hope that that unfortunate woman was not turned down for diagnostics.
Right. All right, there it is. The answers to your questions, send them in to me, Doug at DougSteffen.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.